This is episode 3 of the Snake and Skywalker Show. Follow us on Instagram at Snake and Skywalker. Enjoy the show with our special guest.
Am I taking a shit?
I don't know.
Oh, we share our screens too.
This isn't screen sharing, Mike. Yeah. This is video conferencing.
Dude, I didn't put any makeup on.
You look fine.
Let me go put on a tux. Wait, let me Oh, I figured it out. I have never used Skype before.
That can't be true.
It's not true.
It's not true, Mike. You're so
starting
stupid.
Off this podcast with lies.
We haven't even started recording yet, Mike, so jokes on you.
Guys, guess what I'm using? Am I coming in clear?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound pretty good.
I have an actual microphone.
What?
For a podcast.
Microphone?
Yeah.
Why do you have that?
So Danielle wanted to start a podcast with Jill. And, of course, it never happened. So she bought the equipment for it, but has this lying around.
Now she just uses it for her OnlyFans?
Yeah. I think this is probably the first time it's getting used.
How is she making more money than us on that OnlyFans?
On what?
OnlyFans.
I knew Mike wasn't going to know this.
I don't know what OnlyFans is.
Damn. You need to start an OnlyFans. That'd be a big hit.
You should do that, Mike. Do you have a webcam to go with that?
What's an OnlyFans?
See, like, you build, like, your own, like, paid subscription, like, content. And it's mostly for, like, porn stars to... like kind of get their fans to like pay to watch them, like, you know, fuck and finger and get naked and whatnot. But there's like cosplay stuff. I don't know. There's it's only
do you have an account?
Do I have an account now? But there's 20 million registered users.
Okay.
You can subscribe like individually too. So you could rack up a bill real fast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. OnlyFans.
Yeah, you should sign up. Do you think
guys,
you
also could, for this podcast, I'm rocking a pen and paper, so
to take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you taking notes on?
Well, OnlyFans. Look at this. I'm no. Make sure I don't forget.
Do you think you could sit in front of a webcam and masturbate?
Oh. Yeah. Could I see myself? Like a photo of myself, like how you can see yourself.
Do you want to watch yourself?
Do you want me to mock up a photo of you doing it?
I think I could watch myself masturbate. Yeah.
No, but would you put it out there for other people to watch?
Oh. Yeah. No, because you guys would find it and then share it with everyone.
I mean, we have to pay to see it, so you'd make money off of us finding it.
You would pay to see it, to share it, and be like, hey, look what Mike's doing on his free time.
I don't
when
see
are we going to start this podcast up?
Oh, it's already started.
Okay.
This
is how the podcast usually works.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Luke's our podcast guru.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool skill set to have, this technical stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really a skill set for me. There are people who actually know what they're doing, and me, it's just like a blind. I had to spend, I don't know, 45 minutes learning how to cut like a 45-second clip of our last episode. Not even.
Was that when I asked you if anybody within your organization is having sex with each other?
Yeah.
Classic. See, this is the classic behind the scenes podcast stuff that most podcasts don't actually share. Right, Luke? I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't listen to podcasts, but yeah, you're right. This is what everybody wants, is the behind the scenes, the shit they couldn't say on screen.
I can't believe you've never listened to a podcast before.
I just, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Yeah. That's a good way. That's a good thing to tell people to get more friends.
Allergies.
Allergies. Just tell people you have allergies and people tend to like you more. Cool. Yeah, I think so.
I remember thinking your allergies were like the most annoying thing about you. I was like, wait, we can't have peanut butter in the house?
You can't eat anything?
I'm just kidding. Like, I always found your allergies super endearing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How you guys been?
Luke, you want to tackle that one?
I've just completely given up. Life is just, it's over. I've started doing yoga, though, which has helped. Mm-hmm. Now I only want to just, like, you know, end it all twice a day instead of once. But it is what it is. No, but in actuality, I don't know. It's, I'm living with Birdman, so it's just constant chaos in our house.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. I watch your Instagram stories all the time of him playing NHL and, like, leaning into the hits as he's hitting somebody in the video game. It's hilarious.
I haven't caught the best ones. He's left his seat, like, jumped off the couch. But yeah, it's pure entertainment all the time.
How often do you get to see Colin and Jill? Because they're on the same property, right?
Yeah, pretty frequently.
You can cut that part out of the podcast.
Yeah, we don't want to name them.
Why?
And I don't want to admit that I see them all the time. Who wants to associate with them?
Plus, don't you think our podcast listeners are like, what is this?
Well, if anybody listened to the first episode, they know Colin is somewhat involved because he basically does everything for me. So,
well, but we got to do like introductions.
No.
No?
No. You got to keep it as ambiguous as possible. People like
keep
that.
The listeners as confused as possible.
Yes.
Yeah, so you should actually introduce who you are and what you're doing here.
This is Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
We have Chris Cuomo on the line with us.
That Instagram meme of him and his brother doing the interview together, and Andrew's like, no.
Yeah, no. Isn't that great?
That's so funny.
Will you consider running for president?
Yeah.
No. Do you think you'll think about it one day while you're taking a poop? No.
No.
Have you ever masturbated to the idea of running for president? No.
When I was listening to your guys' other episode, and Jake, you were like, your facial hair and your hair is on point right now. I can understand now what you're talking about.
I know, and I'm single now too, so it's like I want to go out and like poop on somebody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do want to poop on somebody.
You know what I was asking.
Oh.
Since when?
A couple weeks.
Episode 2?
Yeah, did you not listen to episode 2?
I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it. Don't spoil it. Tell me what happened, but don't spoil it. No.
Yeah.
Why? Because of long distance?
I just think there was a few things. It was all super amicable, which was, you know, nice. I think we both just kind of needed space. Mm. And there was already so much space in between us that I think it was too hard to kind of keep up the act. Mm. So.
I'm sorry, man.
No, this happens. You know, sometimes mom and dad just can't keep it up, you know, and it takes its toll. And once the kids are out, you know, you don't really have that same kind of stimulus to distract you from all the problems that were, you know, bubbling beneath the surface. And every now and then, you know, it's best to just kind of go your separate ways and you know, get step-parents for your kids. So
was it my fault?
No, Mike, come on. I don't want you to think like that.
It was my fault.
It was probably Luke's fault. Luke wouldn't take us up on our offer to have a threesome.
Yeah, I said I would only sleep with Jake, not her.
Yeah, obviously.
It just went downhill from there.
What does Emma think?
Well, we haven't really acknowledged it. I think my mom made it clear to everybody else not to bring it up. So
why?
I don't feel like talking about it with my siblings or my parents. Yeah. Is your sister still single?
I'm not gonna answer that.
That's a yes, Jake. That's a yes.
Did she have to complete the semester at home?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I bet she's so freaking hot right now. I mean, smart. I bet she's so smart. Smart, right. Oh, joking.
Oh, man. I don't think I'd be too happy about that.
Who would you rather I sleep with, your brother or your sister?
Brother.
Okay. Because it's got to be one of them. That's how it works.
That's the only way you're going to be able to get over your past relationships.
I need to fuck your brother, like, really hard. Oh, gosh.
Are you going to go back into the entertainment business now?
Probably not. I do podcasts with Luke, and
yeah,
that keeps me entertained.
Yeah.
Do you have any sponsors?
The entertainment industry.
We do have sponsors. We make...
Really?
Yeah. 30 cents.
Yes.
Mike,
how much cash you reckon? Say again.
Plug anybody you want right now. If there's any sponsors you want to give a shout out to.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Rao's Italian Wedding Soup. For the boys who want to get down, have Rao's Soup.
That was a ringing endorsement right there.
Luke, anybody you want to shout out?
Top of the grocery list now.
Think about the ROI for Rao's right now. Because we commented on their brand, they're probably going to get so many buyers, right?
Yeah. Our thousands of listeners are going to flock.
Mike, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Epinephrine. When you eat a nut, stick us in your butt.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
I like that.
You want to pitch that to them?
Yeah, I could probably bring that to the top. Nice.
Luke, anybody you want to shout out?
Yeah, shout out this Kratom stuff, whatever it is.
Are you still taking it?
Yeah, Colin's got me hooked. Flat out addicted.
What is this?
It's the newest hip legal drug. And if you want to feel like you've taken 12 oxys in, 3 hours, fucking do this shit. It is incredible. You just float for hours.
What's it called?
Kratom. Kratom. Kratom.
Oh, you guys talked about this in your other podcast.
It's I wasn't too sure of it at that point, but I'm all aboard.
There is no way Colin is making you take this.
He's forcing it down my throat multiple times a week.
That's just his penis, though. When does he make you take the Kratom?
After. It's like a, to help get the cum down, I just shoot it back.
For you to get over the traumatic experience.
It's how I deal with the trauma of sucking his dick multiple times a week. Oh,
Kratom.
Kratom.
Thanks to our sponsor, Kratom.
So, Mike, what have been some of your favorite quarantine activities?
This has definitely got to be a first, the podcast. But so far, it's going pretty good. I like that. We're doing a lot of baking, a lot of cooking, but so is everybody. Lots of video games, so is everybody.
No, I miss video games.
Yeah, that was a bummer on your part for leaving the video games in California.
It was a bummer.
We bought a Switch.
How's that?
That's the sequel to the Matt Damon movie, We Bought a Zoo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What games did you get for it?
Danielle plays Animal Crossings, and we'll play Mario Party every once in a while, and Mario Kart. I don't know. It's a console for little kids is what I think. All video games are for little kids. So.
Do you feel like your sex life has changed at all during quarantine?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Are you trying to remember the last time you had sex?
Yeah, it's like 2 years. To bring out a calendar.
Yeah.
Are we talking months, years?
Sex with who? Who are you talking about?
The cat.
The cat. Yeah, okay, good. We sometimes like to get him involved, too. He'll film.
Ooh, that's a baby barf.
Yeah, I bet.
Not from the cat fart, though. Oh, man.
What is the first thing you guys are going to do when this whole quarantine thing's over?
Probably going to have to go back to work.
Yeah, do we want the actual answer, which is book it down to Florida to work? Or, like, first thing we want to do?
Just want to.
To go to a bar and find some rando takedown.
Oh, yeah, I like that answer.
I'm probably going to call up my ex-girlfriend and see if she'll take me back. I'm so sorry. I want to improve. Tell me how I can be better. We joke.
Damn it, Mike.
Keep this part, though, of us being upset that we have to cut it out of the podcast. This is good behind the scenes stuff.
Wait, I didn't know that this happens. There's, like, some stuff you have to take out, some stuff you leave in.
See, this is a perfect example of podcast listeners loving the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, see, you had no idea in episode one I cut out, like, a 30-minute conversation.
Really?
No. Episode one, I couldn't even figure out how to, like, cut anything, so you get everything. You get the beginning where I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And you get the end where we were trying to figure out who recorded it and where. Episode two, I figured out how to cut stuff a little bit, so it's a little bit better. We have an intro song in episode two. And episode three now. Shout out Marshall. Buddy from high school.
He Marshall Mathers?
Yeah. No relation to Eminem, though.
Yeah. Crazy. So how's it been in Brooklyn? Because that's kind of been one of the epicenters.
We just don't go outside at all.
Ever? At all.
Ever.
Ever?
People go outside to run, take walks, go to the park. I don't know. We don't do that here.
Okay.
At least Danielle and I have not been. We'll go to the grocery store and we will drop off laundry and pick it up, and that's it. So, just living in the Brooklyn apartment, which hasn't been so bad. I'm not like looking to die yet.
Have you, do you guys only have one bathroom?
One bathroom.
So how's pooping been?
It's fine.
Do you guys watch each other poop?
Nah, we close the door.
Have you ever walked in on her pooping?
No.
Has she ever walked in on you?
No.
Do you guys talk to each other while you're pooping?
No. No. We'll send each other memes.
So you tell each other when you're pooping?
Yeah. We have to notify each other.
You want, like, Morse code knock on the door?
No, it's just like, all right, I'm going to go poop.
Does she say that or you say that?
Both.
She probably says it like, oh, I got to go take a shit.
Yeah.
That's always how she talked.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, since she's not listening, who out of all the women you hooked up with prior to her do you wish you could be with right now?
You've got to be kidding me.
Answer the question, Mike.
Man. I don't know.
What's the one thing you miss the most about being single?
Hey, you met Mike? It's his birthday.
That always
every
works.
Every night, Friday night and Saturday night, that would come out of your mouth, Jake.
Yeah. Luke, what do you miss the most about being in a relationship?
That's a tough one.
I miss her too.
I miss your girlfriend. No.
Next podcast, we should all just get super drunk.
I like the single life, to be honest with you. It's kind of always how I've always been.
This should just turn into us getting really drunk and calling all of our ex girlfriends.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Do it.
I don't know. It would be nice to have somebody in the quarantine just because there'd be somebody there that's not Birdman. I love Birdman, but can't fuck.
You don't love him that much.
Yeah, I don't love him enough to put it in his butt.
What about for him to put it in your butt?
I've asked. He won't do it, so. Yeah, I'm also crying. Thanks for that, Jake.
Another classic behind-the-scenes moment on this podcast is we can put emojis up, and I put an emoji up of a crying face for the viewers.
You know what I'm kind of happy about with this quarantine?
What's that?
Sports are over.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure.
It does. I always had to fake that I was interested in sports.
And now you're fake that you're interested in women.
Yeah. Now I have to fake that I'm interested in women.
But that's not so bad. I do that every day.
What? Fake that you're interested in women?
Yeah, I've got overbearing parents, you know? It's easier to fake it than actually live my true self.
Are you with Evan right now?
Yeah, Luke, you're going to have to cut that out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I can't. Am I not allowed to say specific names and people?
Luke, Mike, you're only allowed to name sponsors.
Oh. You didn't give me any rules before this whole podcast thing.
There are no.
You're an expert. You're the one who asked to be on. So we just figured you'd done this before.
Well, yeah, right.
Mike did have a secret.
There's somebody on this podcast who's never listened to a podcast before. You can't assume anything.
That's why I run everything. And then you were like, hey, if you guys are having guests, I'd love to be on. And we're like, sure, sounds good. We figured, hey,
yeah,
new proper etiquette of podcasts. We figured you've guested on quite a few, but apparently not.
Yeah,
I tried to go through and listen to everything you said and add bleeps and cut.
Can you add bleeps?
I probably could, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Just say something super offensive right now, and then I'll have to learn how to bleep it before we release it.
What I thought this was going to be like is, like, I'm not that interesting of a person. You guys are the smart and witty ones. So I was going to be, like, the middleman who dumbs the conversation down to the rest of the public viewers. Explain that to me. What's kratom?
Are you saying we're too highbrow for regular society?
I think you guys are smarter than the rest of society.
Sure.
That's sweet of you.
I think you're right.
Was there anything you wanted to come down
to? So you get reminded that I'm not a fucking idiot like every day, which is nice. Some lady grabbed me in the grocery store today, like by the arm. And I was like, well, social distancing lady.
Why?
Because I was standing in – I was like looking for a specific type of pasta. So I was just standing in front of the pasta looking for where it was. And she – I guess needed to get by and I didn't see her. So she just grabbed me and like moved me herself. And I was like, whoa, lady. Pretty sure that's like an arrestable offense nowadays.
Yeah. Touching a stranger.
You know, Mike's been taking part in those protests about opening up America.
Yeah.
He's the one who comes with the Confederate flags and the MAGA hats to hand out.
I found those in his apartment last time I was there, and he just told me he saved them for special occasions.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Halloween or something, not protesting America.
Well, I was watching the highlights from Michigan, and you can see them screaming, and in the background, you see Mike, and he's like, tell them no more nuts! Let's get
Keep America great again.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to vote for anybody who puts $1,200 in my pocket.
Did you guys get your checks?
Yeah. I did.
Luke?
Not yet.
Oh, loser.
Yeah. I texted Trump. I said, thank you.
Somebody's
like,
not.
No problem, Mike. Just think about me when November comes around. Yeehaw.
Did you vote in the last election, Mike?
I did.
Did you vote for Trump?
I voted for Barack. Well, I can see both of your guys' face like, what the fuck? You both wanted to correct me, but then you realize, oh, he's just screwing.
This is one of those moments where he wants us to dumb it down for him.
Yeah, I see.
So, Mike, if you remember right, in the last election, it actually wasn't Obama versus Trump. But Trump did think he was running against Obama, which made it a little confusing, so it was a common mistake.
Oh. So then who did I vote for?
You actually voted for Barack Obama?
That's right.
Twin alter ego.
Barack Obama's half brother is a big Trump supporter.
Really?
Yeah. He's from Kenya. Yeah.
Brother-in-law is a basketball coach, right?
That's a better question for Mike.
Yeah, Mike, the sports expert.
Yeah.
I just found an error on Twitter, or on Twitter, on Wikipedia. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it says on April 15, 2020, in a tweet on his Twitter page, Malik Obama announces endorsement of Donald J. Trump in the 2020 election. Wouldn't it be a twit?
I believe it's a tweet.
It's a tweet. He's a twit for endorsing him.
Yeah.
Don't you guys want to have like a theme or with like a talk track, or do you guys just kind of like?
Well, I don't know, Mike. Do you want to help us plan it? Like, what do you what do you see this podcast being?
I don't know. I think you guys should pick like a topic or an activity to do. It could be like product reviews or reading Yahoo questions.
All right.
Is that what happens on most podcasts?
Yeah. There's a really funny podcast. I probably can't say the name of it because we're not sponsored by them. But they read Yahoo answers and Yahoo questions.
Sounds
all right.
And then we can answer, give answers for them.
So a different podcast is already doing that.
Already doing it, and it's very, very, very successful.
So you're saying you want us to do the same thing?
We're gonna just steal their idea.
That's not a bad idea.
The key to a successful podcast is just steal other people's ideas and be more popular. So,
what are you guys using now more or started using because of quarantine?
Drugs?
Soap? Yeah.
Oh, I'm
using soap more now because of quarantine?
Definitely washing my hands more.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're kind of right on that one.
Yeah, before, after I masturbated, I just used to lick it up and that was it. Now I actually wash my hands.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's one good thing that I guess will come out of this.
Did you, in our years living together, do you think you ever heard me jerk off?
No. Did you ever hear me?
No, I don't think I ever heard you. I feel like I might have almost walked in on you once. But I don't think I heard you.
We had locks on our doors, though.
Yeah, I think the door was locked. That's why I couldn't walk in on you. Yeah.
I walk in on Birdman like once a week. I've just kind of gotten used to it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Wow.
No, not actually. What are you watching? Every time I have to go into his room, I'll knock on his door and go, "You jerking off?" and then just walk in. And he's always like, you know, shocked that I'm in there. But I don't think I've ever actually walked in on him jerking off.
Remember when you walked in on your freshman roommate, Mike, asleep with his hand on his cock?
Yeah.
In the common room, too, of all places.
It was just like out. And he was holding it, or like his hand was just down his pants.
His dick was like through his the crotch hole, you know, in your underwear.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know. And he like that fell asleep with it in his hand. That was good times.
Jerking off.
Sorry, I'm really bad at talking over people when they talk.
It's all right. It happens.
I'm sorry.
Good podcast guests don't do that, but we'll allow it.
I don't think I'm a really good guest. I should have prepared material.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do like a whole stand-up act.
Yeah.
We thought you had stuff prepared for this, so we just totally...
I was given no instructions here.
Should we all just go... And do jokes?
You're a professional guest on podcasts. You're expected to know.
I thought you guys are supposed to interview me.
I did interview. I asked you about your sex life. Isn't that like most interviews?
That is.
Hey, Mike, what's worse than ants in your pants?
What?
Uncles.
That's really good.
Hey, Mike, I don't have a girlfriend, but I know a girl that would get really mad if she heard me say that.
I don't get it.
Just reading you silly jokes. I figured that could be part of the podcast.
Okay.
The problem isn't that obesity runs in your family, Mike. The problem is no one runs in your family.
I like that. I still have Kratom on my desktop. I Googled it.
Did you try it, Mike?
Where can you get this?
Like, yes, in any place that sells, like, CBD. You can just buy it over the counter. It's pretty insane.
You said it was a pretty bad trip, though.
It's not, like, terrible, but definitely hits you. It's not like CBD where you can just go about your day and not really notice anything. Like, you definitely feel it.
It's like caffeine?
It works sort of two ways. So, like, there are different strains, and certain strains work basically like, almost like a caffeine pill where it's, like, super intense, high focus, like you just chugged multiple coffees. And then others are like you almost took, like, a painkiller and just body high, relax.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Have you actually been taking those?
Yeah.
I gotta check them out.
Colin's been holding me down and just taking a spoon and jabbing them out.
Shoving it down your throat.
Down my throat.
I'm gonna look up good interview questions. Okay, this is what Monster.com is saying, Mike.
Okay.
Can you tell me about yourself?
Next.
What are your strengths?
Is this job interview?
I just pulled up this exact same search. So, Mike, what are your weaknesses? Since you don't have any strengths, you should have plenty of weaknesses.
Yeah, I'm not that good on podcasts.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I could definitely see us going down in viewers this week.
All of our reviews.
This is not even a viewing thing. This is just a listening thing.
Yeah, they're viewing with their ears, Mike.
Oh.
That's a classic behind the scenes tip on podcast too.
Why do you want this job?
I want this job because I was missing you guys. And it seemed like you guys were having really a good time on the first two episodes.
And now, since you've joined, it seems like we're having a bad time?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear?
It's because I can see myself in the Skype. Maybe I should turn the Skype off.
Yeah, now we don't have to look at your ugly face.
And I can just talk right into the mic.
You look like Marc Maron had an abortion with somebody.
I don't know who that is. You gotta dumb it down.
Mike, what are three positive things your last boss would say about you?
I ask a lot of questions.
Can you put your camera back on?
You miss seeing me?
Well, it's hard to jerk off to just Luke.
My face isn't as good as yours.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like me and Luke are like talking to like AI. Like Mike's a robot.
Or a god who's a really shitty podcast guest.
That's true. Did you trim down your sides?
Me?
Yeah.
Look
shorter. No. I feel like your beard has been thicker in the past.
Oh, yeah. The sides of my beard, yeah. I trimmed it down. I had a mustache 2 weeks ago.
That's what I was just asking you.
You said trim down your sides? Like here?
Yeah, like the side of your beard.
Jaw? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was clean shaven.
I haven't seen you clean shaven in maybe 5 years.
You remember when it was?
Italy. It's the last time
I remember. Italy was when we grew out our beards.
Yeah. And experienced new stuff sexually.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you miss our roommates, Jake, from Italy?
I do not.
No?
No. Do you?
You don't wonder what they're up to?
No, not ever.
I would study abroad again. I thought that was an amazing experience.
Yeah, I'm probably going to move to Tunis next summer.
Really? And do what?
I don't know, just be a writer. I feel like that's what
you want to write about.
I don't know. Like exploring my sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess sex sells, right?
It does. Do you guys want to hear a poem I wrote about Genghis Khan's concubine?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, it's called Genghis Khan's Concubine. Oh, to be a concubine of Genghis Khan, to get fucked by the emperor from dusk till dawn. The third Thursday of the month is my time to shine. He can fuck my ass as long as he's all mine. I know he's been married. He has 5 wives. I know I'm not the only one. He has 500 concubines. But he's so thoughtful and he's so caring. When he's with me, it's his free time he's sparing. Give me your seed and fill my tummy. Slit my throat. Bury me with your mummy. Can I have diamonds? Will you give me gold? Don't give me to your men. I don't want to be sold. You've had a long day. Come rest in my bed. Let me massage your back. Let me give you head. You always feel so good. You make me scream. You're an amazing lover. You always make me cream.
Oh my God.
That was unbelievable.
Did you really write that?
I did.
I'm so hard right now.
Yeah.
That's actually really good. Thank you.
Yeah, I was drunk one night. And say again?
Are you going to create a poem book?
Yeah, I'm trying. Just not sure if the world's ready for a poet like me yet.
I think so. I think if you put like a lot of little poems like that together, that'd be hilarious and people would buy it.
Oh, 1,000%.
I'd buy it.
You guys are two of my best friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 2 copies sold.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah. That's how you make millions. You sell and promote things only to your friends.
All right.
It's good thinking.
It's how we've made 30 cents on a podcast.
Yeah.
You've actually made 30 cents on a podcast?
I think it's actually like 27, but close enough. We're going to round up on this one.
Do you get metrics on like how many listeners and for how long and stuff like that?
Yeah, we have a surprisingly large, I wouldn't call it elderly audience, but older than us audience. 35 to 44 makes up about 25% of our audience.
Can you see specific numbers?
No.
You just see how like
people listen to it in the past month.
What does that number usually get to?
Well, we're at a total of 32 plays total. An estimated audience of 18. I don't know.
Really?
But yeah.
That's kind of scary that 18 people are listening to this.
Yes. What are these like 18 people, like excluding you, Luke, me, and like our friends? So that's probably like what, 3 or 4 or 5 people?
Yeah. Chow is one.
We had some random guy follow us on one of the podcasts, and then as soon as he followed us, like we got a hit, like an uptick in plays. So I'm assuming he listened to us.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I can only imagine what that poor guy thought. He probably was like, I bet these guys are entertaining. And then he heard just 2 morons fucking around for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Can we fantasize about who's listening to us now?
Yeah, you want to take guesses?
Yeah. Let's create a story for them.
Okay.
Who they are. All
right. I bet it's my ex-girlfriend. She's at home. She's been really regretting breaking up, and she wants to get back together. Mm. And she listens to the podcast, and each night she says, I should just text him. I should just text him. I need to talk to him. And then thinks that I probably don't want to hear from her. So she just chickens out, decides not to text me, and then has to live with that regret for the whole next week until the next podcast drops and she listens again. And then she has to think about it all over again. Should I just text him? Yeah. What do you think, Luke?
I think it sounds like, you know, our kind of audience. I'm sure she's out there listening.
But who do you think our viewer is?
I hope my real dad is listening and he comes and tells me he's actually a millionaire. And after this episode, it's like, I really like your buddy Mike. It's a great pie. Yeah. But I want to take you to my mansion in Paris and you can live with me now. And I don't ever have to be here again.
Would you abandon your father if a richer father came in and was like, I'm your real dad?
Fear proof. Oh,
that's a good question. So for all you listeners out there that don't know what I do for a living, I'm a recruiter. So I ask interview questions. I'm going to take that. So when I'm interviewing somebody, I'm going to ask them, if you learned that is not your real dad.
Mike, you're about to get attacked.
What? Oh no, it's my cat. Oh, you scared the hell out of me.
I thought that was your girlfriend. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, it's my cat. He's sitting on the... Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, so sorry, you were saying you're going to start asking people...
Yeah, I'll be like, oh yeah, what's your experience with Salesforce? Have you ever worked on the Lightning platform? And then I'd probably wrap it up with, if you found out your dad was not your real dad, and he was actually a really rich entrepreneur, and he came into your life as a stranger and told you this story and then wanted to take you away, would you go with him?
Would you, Mike?
No, because my dad's pretty wealthy. That's the only reason.
Wow. That was line of the night.
I think our listener is somebody who's interested in Star Wars and is like on Spotify, just like fucking around. Because it's what's the name of the podcast? Skywalker, right? Yeah. Snake and Skywalker. Yeah. So then he like popped this open, started playing it, and then got distracted. And it kept playing. And he got distracted with something else on Instagram. Maybe it's a phone call, whatever it may be. And then he comes back and he's like, oh shit, this is still playing. And Jake's in the middle of his Genghis Khan poem. And he's like, wow, this kid actually has potential. And he yells up from his basement to his mom, Mom, listen to this new podcast that I just found. And then is Betty White, and she has a lot of followers. So then she shares it. And then you guys become famous.
Wow. All from one poem I read.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think that's exactly how it's going to happen.
That's who I think our listener is.
How much?
Son? Is that what we determined? Grandson or son?
I wonder if Betty White has kids. She's been married 3 times.
She got to. She's like 150 years old.
She's actually 98, Luke.
Well, listen, at that point, same thing.
Do you know Betty White was the most famous woman that could come to my mind in that second?
She's pretty famous. I don't think she had... She was a stepmother at one point. I don't think she has kids.
So I guess I gotta create another
listener fantasy.
Yeah. You guys want to hear another poem?
Yeah.
It's called Tonight. It's a really short one, and it's based off a real experience. Tonight. Tonight I got high and masturbated to the thought of us having sex as centaurs.
It's incredible.
Nice.
Power. Yeah. Moving.
I think a theme you could do for sure on this podcast is reading poems.
Who's your favorite poet?
I don't have a favorite poet.
Phil Silverstein, dude. Come on.
It's a good one, Luke.
The goat.
Where the sidewalk ends?
Yep.
Who's yours, Jake?
Oh gosh, what's his name? Richard Brodigan, that's who it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, if I can pull up this poem, it's great. Okay, it's called December 30th by Richard Brodigan. At 1:03 in the morning, a fart smells like a marriage between an avocado and a fish head. I have to get out of bed to write this down without my glasses on.
Huh. That's funny.
That's a good one.
I could see you doing poems like that.
I could see you doing poems like that.
I'm not smart enough to write poems.
Come on. I hate when you do this. You're always like, oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm like...
Yeah, you gotta dumb it down.
Okay, Mike, we're kind of running up on an hour here, which is usually me and Luke's cutoff time. Gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Your mom, your sister, and your girlfriend.
Oh, great.
This is how we end every show with the guests, by the way. So you have to answer.
I would. Oh, this is hard. I would kill my mom because she's lived the longest. I would. Ah, damn it. And this marriage might... Oh, damn it. I'd have to have sex with my sister and marry my girlfriend.
There's our promo clip for the week. We're definitely cutting that and using it as a soundbite for the rest of eternity with this podcast.
I guess I would definitely fuck my sister. All right, well, we're coming up on, looks like 55 minutes. What are you thinking, Luke?
Might be time to start to wrap it up. It's been a good episode. Episode 3, somewhat in the books. Thank you, Mike, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks,
I guess,
Mike.
We should actually introduce our guest, who is our friend and former roommate of Jake, Mike Malden.
Well, you can't say his last name. Now we have to cut that out.
I told you, I've got to learn bleeps. Somebody say something really offensive, so I have to learn how to bleep stuff.
I don't trust you that you're not going to bleep.
Yeah, I know. He's just going to leave that in.
Oh, my God.
You can bleep out the part of me having sex with my sister.
Kind of told the show at the end when he looked like he was going to pounce.
Yeah, it kind of looked like it was going to.
Doug, thanks for having me, guys. It was fun.
It was fun.
I learned a lot about recording a podcast and that there's rules to it and cutting. And next time I'll come with some material, I guess.
Yeah, you wanna be on the show again?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fortunate enough to be invited back. Yeah.
We'll discuss it. We'll see. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
I would I wouldn't be
don't count on
too close to the phone expecting it, but shit might go downhill fast and we need somebody, so.
Yeah, we should get a female guest next time.
Yeah.
Somebody that'll bring a little more like flair and pizzazz to the podcast.
I think your sex questions will go a lot further.
Yeah, we could get into a deeper conversation on sex. It'd
be much more interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
You good luck, guys. Song to take us out here, Jake, or are we just...
What do you want me to do?
Do you have a song for us, or are we just going to head out?
Yeah, do you guys want to hear my song, Quarantine?
Yeah. Take us away with it.
All right, ready?
Sex with my sister and marry my girlfriend.